Good morning to you. This is Daniel King with the Daily Inspiration. I just want to bless you this morning and just talk about the love that God has for us in His desire to prepare us for His coming. And I was just thinking about how He not only desires to prepare us for His coming, but He also supplies everything necessary and everything needed for that day. And I was reading in Zechariah this morning, I think it's talking about the end of the 70-year stay there in Babylon. And I guess Israel had compromised to such a degree, Judah had compromised to such a degree that eventually God saw it fit to give them an experience that would he desired revival in them and from them. And I think he saw that he's going to have to raise up a new generation here. There were so many practices and so many habits that they had developed, and they were mixed in with God's ways to the point where he decided, or to the point where God saw it fit to allow a neighboring nation which was Babylon at that time, to actually capture them and take them away, and many people were killed. And it was an extremely difficult time. But through that, a lot of the older generation died off in the 70 years where Jerusalem was lying dormant. The city was broken down. And so then 70 years went by, but it is amazing that even in those 70 years, God was using his people in different parts of the Babylonian kingdom. But I couldn't help but see here that as God was bringing his people back again, I'd just like to read here a few of these things. It's in Zechariah 2, verse 6, it says, "Up, up, flee from the land of the north, says the Lord, for I have spread you abroad like the four winds of heaven, says the Lord." It says that he had spread them abroad like the four winds of heaven, just scattered them. And then it continues to say, "Up, Zion, escape you who dwell with the daughter of Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, he sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of his eye. For surely I will shake my hand against them, and they shall become spoil for their servants. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me. Sing and rejoice, O daughter of Zion, for behold, I am coming, and I will dwell in your midst, says the Lord. Many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall become my people, and I will dwell in your midst. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. And the Lord will take possession of Judah as his inheritance in the Holy Land, and will again choose Jerusalem. Be silent, all flesh, because the Lord, or be silent, all flesh, before the Lord, for he is aroused from his holy habitation." And it's saying here how that, yes, God allowed his people to go through the fires. He allowed them to be scattered. And he allowed them to be, you know, scattered to the four winds of the earth, so to speak. But there's a day coming. The day came when God once again reached down. He did not forget his people. And I have often wondered, there's this debate among Christians about eternal security, and sometimes I'm not sure what to do with some of the persuasions there that would seem to say that once a person has truly been born again, it seems like God somehow in his divine way, you know, finds it difficult to leave that person. And that has actually been quite a comfort to me already. And it does appear here too that once God chose Israel, once God chose a nation, he was very slow to back off. Now, he took that nation through some extremely painful circumstances at times because of their compromise. But it's almost like God had this covenant with these people. And in order to see them come through as his people, he chose numerous experiences to take them through. He chose them to walk through numerous experiences to keep that fire burning. And it does say at one point, I just read it this morning, but it does say that God, or it does say after that, when the nation, when they came back together again as a nation, it says that they were so prosperous that they kind of overran the walls. The walls of Jerusalem could no longer contain them. And it was like God stepped in and he was a wall of fire around them. And they were in the midst and they were shining like, you know, they were his glory. And I think that still God's heart today, that he can be that wall of fire around us, you know, and so it's really what protects us from our enemies. And fire will always bring forth impurities, you know, and, you know, back to the thought there about us being prepared as a bride for her husband, the fire will bring forth impurities to the surface, and they'll be burned off. But also the fire also protects us from the attacks and the onslaught of our enemies, and it's a glorious thing to when that fire is burning brightly around us as a believer, and it is something that we actually are not worthy of. But if that is the case, you know, it really is for our good. And I believe that so many times people tend to want to avoid that fire simply because they don't understand how it's their friend or how it can help them. And so here we have Jerusalem, you know, coming back together again, and God clearly saying how Babylon was a horn that was used by Satan, and God will once again, it says here in Zechariah 1, 21, it says, "And I said, what are these coming to do? And so he said, these are the horns that scattered Judah so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horn against the land of Judah to scatter it." And I think that we can have that comfort as believers today, that the horns that are against us to scatter us, will be judged one day by our God, you know. And you know, if we are walking If we have committed our lives to him, if we have taken up the cross, we truly are the apple of his eye. You know, we are his bride. And even though a woman is often considered the weaker vessel in the marriage because of her makeup, because of her being actually created for a protector, which is the, you know, the husband. And that's often how it is, even in our lives, you know, between us and God, between us and our Lord Jesus Christ, we are the weaker vessel. And God will protect us in various ways. We are the apple of his eye, and we can rest in that. May the Lord bless you.